Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad.
We have a winner of number one is Captain's Cats.
Keeping it simple paid off big for Captain Cat's Lobster Shack on Sunday as it grabbed the title of Best Lobster Roll on the South Shore. It's the third time the Barrington Passage restaurant has topped the competition in the annual Lobster Roll-Off as part of the Nova Scotia Lobster Crawl. They won the first roll-off in 2018. Wendell McKay is the kitchen manager at Captain Cat's. He says it's the same recipe every year.
It feels good to be back in the winner's seat for sure. We've won a few years in the past, but it's been a couple of years since we've won. And we like to focus on the lobster and not adding too many bells and whistles. And sometimes the lobster gets left in the back of the palate that way. So we put fresh lobster meat, green onion, celery, mayo, and just a little bit of spinach between the bun and the lobster to kind of keep the moisture from penetrating the bread too much. We just use regular butter on the butter of the bun, no garlic or anything.
Victoria Hopkins made the winning lobster roll.
And I am the cold roll mama, and I'm the one that makes the cold roll with lots of love.
11 restaurants from around the South Shore competed in the blind tasting on Sunday afternoon. They ranged from the traditional, like Captain Cat's, to the elaborate. Some rolls featured Nova Scotia smoked salmon and pepperoni, or deep-fried lobster macaroni and cheese, in addition to lobster meat. Four travel writers from outside Nova Scotia served as judges. Stephanie Miller-Vincent is the coordinator of the South Shore Tourism Cooperative, which organizes the Lobster Crawl. She said they bring in a new group of judges every year, and none of them eats a lobster roll at any of the competing restaurants before the big day.
It's a fresh batch of judges every time, so it's pretty unique that one restaurant's won three times, honestly.
Second place went to the Quarterdeck Resort, which hosted the event this year, and Osprey's Nest Public House and Petite Revere finished in third. Lobster lovers can vote for their favorite lobster roll for the whole month of February. Details, including the 11 participating restaurants, are on the Nova Scotia Lobster Crawl website. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.